Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
Even when times get rough. And you've had enough.
Still gotta try.
That's our anthem. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. They didn't know it, but 40 years ago they did that song, and they didn't realize they were singing about us, small business owners. We do it or die, don't we? Against all odds. And that's the reason why you're my heroes. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Bob Negan. Bob is the founder, along with Susan, is the lady he works for. Whizbangtraining.com is the company. Is that right, Bob?
Whizbang Retail Training.
I'm sorry.
But yes, Whizbang. But you are. The company is Whizbang Retail Training. You can find us online at Whizbang Training. There is an H in the Whiz.
Yes, don't forget that. Training, the books there and all the things they do, and they help so many people, folks. And I got to see them birth that baby many years ago, and it's just doing so. It's grown up into a great adult now organization. Bob, thanks again for all you do for Main Street. We're talking about how retail has changed over the last few decades. I have to count my life in decades now. And actually, Bob, you are too. I also have to count my life in terms of centuries. You know, this century, the last century, the previous millennia, this millennia. Anyway, one of the things that I believe very strongly is that if you're confused, if you're uncertain about what you should be doing tomorrow, or a year from now, or 3 years from now in your business, that information is inside the head of your customers, your prospects, and all you got to do is get them to tell you. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. I think that being a really great merchant is both a combination of leading and following. And so let me give you an example. So let's say I was to start a men's clothing store. You know, it would sort of be based on my style, right? And so since the clothes would reflect who I am as the owner, I would attract the kind of customer who liked my style. Mm-hmm. And so when I would go, so I would get to know. So when you talk about asking, you know, a good merchant is almost always not on the floor all the time, but, you know, spends time on the floor talking to their customers, seeing what they like, learning who they are. You know, to your point, finding out what they want. But so it's sort of this organic, you, the merchant, and the customer working together, learning each other, understanding each other. So then when you go to the show, you kind of know what you're looking for, right? You have developed an eye for what your customer wants. But here's where I think it gets really, really great. Right now, so I'm going to, you know, talk about a company called Management One. Management One has incredibly sophisticated buying algorithms. They use artificial intelligence and machine learning, but that will help you predict what your customer wants based on what they've been buying.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, today's small independent retailer, you know, gets to do it old school, which is talk to your customers, see what they like, you know, to your point, ask. But also, you know, AI is helping to predict. And this is what I referred to earlier. You know, all of a sudden, some sophisticated technology that was never, ever available to anybody but the biggest businesses is now available
to the
man on the street.
Tell us how to do that. What would the first step toward that be?
Doing something with management,
claiming AI, yes, claim it and using it to your advantage. What would that look like?
So here's how that works. So Management One has an incredibly sophisticated planning algorithm built into it. So I have a store on Main Street. So every month, I have somebody I work with, and the data for my point of sale system is uploaded into their planning. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but bear with me here. I have the rough sketch. But what happens is they are now playing in the world of big data. So my information goes into their big data and mm-hmm. sort of gets washed through. This is, again, a very crude right. analogy. Gets washed through all of the data that they have. And AI would say, look, this store in the East, so I don't know, trends tend to go, I don't know, they move, right? So
right.
This blue widget is becoming hot.
So are you recommending, this is what you're recommending, that the people subscribe to something like this?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And who's, and how, and who would they contact? Do they contact you about helping them with that?
No, no, they would contact management-1, O-N-E.
That's the name of the company. And so you would give them some of, they would ask you certain information about your, how your business works and how your customers are and where you live and all that sort of thing. And then they will give you back a report that says, okay, this is the likely.
Yes, they will give you an open to buy. They are planners, right? They help you manage your inventory.
I like that idea, Bob, but you and I both know if you're on Main Street, you need to have that in your back pocket while you're talking to customers face-to-face.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not either or today. It's both and, isn't it?
No. You are totally correct, Jim.
It's not either or.
All that does. Everything. So,
hey, Bob, I got to wrap it up. I got to wrap it up, Bob.
Okay, sure.
Good information.
Sure.
Whizbangtraining.com and management-1.com is the other website. But check out Bob's website. Let him help you, folks. He will. Thanks, Bob. Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.